Lessons from the Lev, live edition here in Lev HaTorah. This week's Parsha, Parshas Vayikra, we start a new Sefer, Ba'aleinu Latova, and we are Ben Azmanim. And for some reason, I bought cookies thinking nobody would show up. It would just be me, and maybe my son, who just came back from Ben Azmanim, from the faraway realms of Mitzpeh Yericho. Pleasure to have him here. And all you guys who, during your Ben Azmanim, said, no, I want to learn Torah. Kill the Yetzirah, I want to learn Torah. And that's actually the topic, Sefer Vayikra, Parshas Vayikra. We will start with that idea. How do I kill the Yetzirah without being a murderer? No, how do I kill the Yetzirah? Something like that. So, if we look at the beginning of the Parsha, we'll notice something, and of course, Ba'aleinu Latova, in Mirtz Hashem, with Hashem's help, I would like to next week also continue one, but I wanted to, of course, relate it to the holiday of Pesach, because it should be on all of our minds. And I have to tell you, as you guys know, I just arrived yesterday from Arzot HaBrit, from America, and I can tell you the major difference that I see in the last 24 hours, the most major difference, obviously this being the country that the Shechina is shurim in, is you feel Pesach here like nobody knows nobody's business, right? You go out to, yesterday I spent some time in the local supermarkets in America to get my kids all the donuts and whatever they needed, and obviously it's all chametz all the time. And here you go to any supermarket and it'll be very hard-pressed to find anything. You want pasta, forget it, you're done, they don't have it anymore. So it's amazing, you really feel Pesach is around every other block, there's a sign for car washes, is that you feel the Pesach. So I want to, of course, relate this to the holiday, Ba'aleinu Latova, Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim, the holiday of Chag HaMatzos. So there's a beautiful idea that's brought out by the Rabbeinu Bachaya in this week's parasha. And it's by the Korban Mincha itself. The Pasuk tells us that the Korban Mincha that was brought, of course, we're going to learn all about the Korbanos that were brought in the Beis HaMikdash and here in the Mishkan as we start. And one of them is the Korban Mincha. Kol Mincha Asher Takriv. When they brought the Korban Mincha l'Hashem, lo saseh chametz. It can't have chametz in it. Ki chol sor v'chol devash. Specifically, it can't have any leavening agent or any sweet agent, any dvash. V'lo taktir mimenu isha l'Hashem. So the question comes up, says Rabbeinu Bachaya, why not? One would think, actually, that if you were bringing a Korban l'Hashem, it should have in it something nice and sweet for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Something nice. It should have in it some su'or, some leavening agent, something that will make it look chashuv, not something measly. So why is it? In fact, by the way, for example, there is a custom, the Ashkenazim don't follow this as much as the Sfarim. So I don't take this mamish to task, that it should symbolize when we have the Lechem Mishnah every Shabbos, symbolizes the lechem upon him. It should be like the lechem upon him. So much so that they believe that it shouldn't have in it any, not sore, it can have sore, but no dvash. It can't have any of the agents. So what's the reason for that? Right? What's the reason? So maybe the mincha for sure will be this reason. We'll understand. Says the Rebbeinu Bachaya. First, he gives two reasons. One, he says, it's not mine, it's not original. He says, kosov haravzal, besefer hamora. You got to know what you're holding. Thank God we have the, this amazing edition of Moshe Rav Kook. And it says, the Mora is, of course, none other than the Mora Nevuchim. And he quotes the Rambam in his Mora Nevuchim to say as follows. The Mora Nevuchim says, ki minhag, there was a minhag by Avodah Zarah, I guess of the time the Torah was being written, Avodah Ha'akum, shebechol minchasam hayu makrivim chametz, v'hayu ma'arvim hadavash, mechol kabod oseim, lachein asur b'kvuah. You're right. It should make sense that every korban should have a nice taste to it. So we're showing, hey, Rabbanu Shalom, I want to give you what's good. I don't want to compare Chas V'Shalom, but maybe it's a good comparison. Around this time of the year, they have amazing food drives, right? This is, they've got a heter from Great Gedolei Rabbanim, where people want to throw out their chametz instead of really wasting your chametz and throwing it in the garbage. We don't have here food banks that you can give to, like in America, they have big food drives, so they give it to garbage people. But here, so they actually save it up and they sell it in big storehouses so the poor people after Pesach will have. So a lot of times people go through their houses and they go, oh, I know what I'll give them. And you give them, the pasta that expired 6 years ago and the animal crackers, that you forgot you bought that had no sugar in it, whatever it is. That's not appropriate. We're bringing to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam and say, well, Dvash is very, very, very expensive. So I'm not going to go ahead and bring the Dvash. It could be state honey. But in any case, it's very expensive. I don't want to bring it. So here it says, no, it's because it was something that we wanted to bring. But the Torah answered us because that's what the Avodah Zarah brought. And we didn't want to be like the Avodah Zarah. We didn't want to be like them who brought this in their korbans. Ukeinza, and as a reminder of this, he writes, this was also what is written in the Sifri, in Parsha Shoftim, b'matzeva shahaita b'mei ha'avos, v'achar kach it became aser. We learn that all the avos, they brought a matzeva, they put up a matzeva, 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 and then the Torah tells us that it's also to bring a matzeva in Parsha Shoftim. How can that be? He says, because the goyim were using it, this is a famous idea of chukas ha'akum, when the goyim were doing something, even when it was chukosem shel Yisrael, but they're using it for avodah zarah reasons, it becomes aser. Right? Because we have to hate what they're doing. Okay. Very nice reason that we are not supposed to imitate their ways, and therefore ours is being different. Again, we understand that the Mishkan's whole concept, as we learned from a few parshas ago, was, of course, what? To answer this quest, this desire, this Yetzihara for Avodah Zarah that they had. This is something we don't understand today. But the whole concept of the Mishkan was brought so that the Ribbono Shel Olam won't have to deal with the Avodah Zarah. The Yetzer Hara will be taken away, and Ke'ein, there's some sort of that being able to relinquish this Yetzer Hara feelings. Okay, so that's a nice idea. But I think the idea that that he brings himself, the Rebbeinu Bechaya, is most beautiful. But maybe we can say that the Korban that was brought to be Mechaper on the Avonos of Bnei Yisrael is speaking specifically about what? Why do we sin? Because we have a Yetzirah. And we have this Yetzirah. It's really fascinating. It's amazing. It's wonderful. You know, it's not wonderful, but it's a wonderful the way that it acts. And it convinces us of things that are not truly there. It inflates things to make it seem like it justifies it. And the Yetzirah is just the smartest of, I don't know what you want to call it, of things that is out there. Without the Yetzer Hara, says the Rebbeinu Bechaya, lo haya adam chote, v'lo haya tzorach korban klal, you wouldn't need any korbanos, because you wouldn't sin, therefore no korbanos, v'hasur v'advash, hey my Yetzer Hara, right? The leavening, the chametz, and here the dvash is, we're going to get into controversy in a moment, because this is going to be, might be the last why you Torah share, you'll see why in a second, because, right, because sor, we understand, is the Yetzer Hara, right? So we get rid of the Yetzer Hara before Pesach. So in a chametz, right, the Zohar speaks great length about the idea, we're not just getting rid of chametz, right? This is the craziest holiday ever, right? As far as the way that people clean for the holiday. It's unbelievable. Some of it is in my opinion, aser midoraisa, because some people make their wives so crazy in cleaning for spring, not cleaning for Pesach, and getting away dust. Dust is not, right? Dust is not chametz. There's no reason to make your wife into the korban Pesach, as they say. Lo sochel al chametz. But what happened? Ule inyan chametz, when it comes to chametz u'matzav Pesach, sarach adu lefanot lelivol mi'etzahara. You have to get that Yetzirah away. We're preparing ourselves, it's very interesting, for the eradication of the Yetzirah. And later on we'll learn by Korban Pesach, think Parsha Shmini, le'inyon Korban Pesach hi kaparu al avodah zarah she'avdu b'mitzrayim. The Korban Pesach, what a fascinating thing, when they took the set and nobody said anything, was a miracle, because that was the avodah zarah of the time, and here they would use it for good. Lachain, whom right, we're bringing Merachik ben Yetzirah, getting away from it, Shalalisha Avodah Zarah, by using it for good purposes. Udavash, well, why is Davash Yetzirah? This is where it would be appropriate for me to stop now. And just saying, Davash, you know, look into the Rebbeinu Bechaya later, let's not publish this on Y Torah. But it's Yibed Ezmanim, let's have fun. Veha Davash, what is Davash reminding us of?
Bees.
The Isha. Bees, maybe. Ki v'advash gam yetzaharahi. Ki devash begamatria isha. V'aisha hi ha'yetzahara. Ki chein matzina ba'adam harishon. Ki shechata amar ha'isha asher nitati madi. Ratzal lomar ha'yetzahara sheyatzari madi. V'anachash asino. Now, chas v'sholom, we're not saying our wives are our yetzahara. That's not true. Maybe it is. But not, no, what do I mean? We mean that the wives are chas v'shalom not a yetzara. However, as we learn, it's a beautiful idea, right? A wife is called an ezer kenegdo. Strange idea. So I heard from my mother, shlita, tlita. My mother, right? I heard this word from my mother, right? You don't always hear words from your mother, right? There's a famous, if I'm not mistaken, the Sma, in the writes in the Sma himself that he said, I heard this, the following thing from my mother-in-law. It talks about lighting candles, the way she lit candles, so on and so forth. A certain, good, so I heard from my mother. Ezer kenegdo, right? What's an Ezer? Ezor, lazor, to help, a helper, kenegdo, that's against him. Huh? What, would you get married and find somebody who's a helper against you? Yeah. You're supposed to find somebody who actually does combat the Yetzirah. Who goes ahead when the Yetzirah tells you in the morning, Avi, I'm just picking a name, Avi, don't you know that it's raining outside and the Rabbanu Shalom doesn't want you to daven when it's raining because you'll catch a cold, even though davening is two floors down and you don't have to go outside, but you should go. And the wife is supposed to say, Nu, Avi, get out of bed, Nu. It's time for minyan. What are you doing? She loves you, but she has to work in Egdo. So she's supposed to be the opposite, really, of the Yetzirah. So Rebbeinu Bachai is difficult on one hand. On the other hand, we know. Listen, I used to teach a shir in Bergenfield. And some of the people who used to come used to tell me, unfortunately, that if their wife, their Yetzirah, would allow them to go out. I said, what do you mean? They said, it's hard. It's not Yetzirah. They said, my wife, I come home at 9 o'clock at night from my job. And all of a sudden you want me to go out and learn Torah. It's very hard. So you have to marry that right person. That the gematria of Devash won't be Isha. Okay, that's a little side note. But the concept is true. The concept is that we have to make sure that nothing is Isha. There's another concept there, obviously on a much more, a much different level of the Isha serves our Yetzirah for things that would normally be Usher, but there is a Yetzirah there, right? A woman, many times of her of the month, is usher to us. So she becomes a little bit of a Yetzirah. Not she personally, but a Yetzirah for those things, which is obviously today the actual Yetzirah. But he continues. And he says, Lachain, we have to stay far away from Su'or B'Davash, Mi'ar Korban, Hilo Yitakein Shnei. But by the way, I should have said the most simple thing. I would have got out of this in a second. I just thought of it. I don't know why I didn't say it. The Isha for you guys is your Yetzirah. Oh, stupid. Why didn't I think that? Right? Isha doesn't necessarily mean your wife. The Isha means girls. Right? You're during Banas Manim. It's the worst thing. Right? Even the seminaries have Banas Manim. That's the Dvash. That's the Yetzirah. Baruch Hashem, you get married and you have Ezer Kenegdo. Go ahead. Okay. So the Isha, of course, is what the Yetzirah is. I apologize. That's the easiest one. Let's rewind. Okay. So then he says, Ve'od haya nimsa, right? And he says, and what will happen? You have to go so far away from this so that you're not a person who's total the sheretz b'yada. The dialem even. Good for those that understand what I'm saying. That's what he writes. The alderach ha-kabbalah, yes, I'm going there. The Kabbalah says, Ve'asur ve'davash remez, the midas ha-din, ki adua meloshen chametz. Chametz is din, lachain, we have to get rid of this from our midst. So how do we do that? So I saw a beautiful idea this week. Rav Asher Weiss's Parsha Shir. So he gives on Parsha Halacha, and then he gives a little Hashkafa. So I just read you one idea that he quotes, and I think this really comes to the focal point of how we're fighting this Yetzirah. What Pesach is really all about. Pesach is this holiday of us getting into what our Yetzirah truly is. So he asks a famous question. I'm sure you know this question already. I don't know. I'm just telling you. So that is, the Ramah quotes this minug. Not everybody has this minug, but the minug of putting out the 10 pieces. My father reminded me that this minug generally in halacha is quoted only for people who are doing it on Erev Yontov. So all those people who went to Shmutz Laretz, right, the 72% of people that aren't here today, so those people that went, so they did a bedika without the 10 pieces. They didn't really have to burn anything then, right, unless they do it in their home. So he says that later on we'll see that the Pasuk says, when it's talking about the Korban Pesach, it actually uses the word by Yikra Moshe l'chol ziknei Yisrael v'yomer alehen mishicha v'kachutzon. You should take it. Mishicha. You should take it with your hands. So he says, what does it mean to draw? Draw with your hands. Shmos Rabbah says, get away from Yetzirah. We said before, the kapara, the Korban Pesach was a kapara for the Yetzirah that they had in Mitzrayim. So he asks, what do you put these 10 pieces out? Can you imagine this sight? It's hard for you to imagine this. Maybe you've seen this in your house. But so, the wife has been cleaning and cleaning and cleaning. You know, Purim, she says, that's it! No more chametz in the house. You know, we try to save money, so we got our car cleaned 2 weeks ago, because we know that the Arabs know about Pesach, and they start raising the prices on Rosh Chodesh, even before the Machmir. So, so now that you're in the car already 2 weeks ago, And now she's done with the whole thing. She feels like $1 million. And the little kids will go in and start, what are you doing? It's like, oh, I'm putting daddy's 10 pieces out. Are you crazy? You can't bring chametz in this room. So how are you allowed to do that? Good question. Rav Asher Weiss asks. So he says that we know that when it comes to chametz, we are so strict. We check every pocket, every little thing. No chametz, no nothing. Can't have a taruvus. So much so, maybe you saw this. Somebody once asked me this question. Rebbe, I bought milk. And on the milk it says, kosher the Pesach, erev Pesach. What does that mean? We're so machmir. What does that mean on the milk and on the eggs? That we don't want the cows to even eat chametz. So we milk the cows before Pesach. That's the milk that we have during Pesach, just in case. It had a little, it's unbelievable how machmir we are. So he quotes the beautiful idea of the Radbaz, who says the following. He's a little bit of a funny lashon. See if you notice it. Ma nishtana chametz bepesach mikol alelos. No, mikol isurim shabbatora. What are we so crazy about this? We have batal b'shishim by other things. We have, I don't understand. Shechmiru lava torah letzricha bedika. You have to do a bedika to make sure it's not there. The siruf, right? Can you imagine every night your wife's making a steak and he says, "Wait a minute, is there any cheese?" He says, "There's no cheese." "No, I'm gonna check." And he goes around the whole house. Is there any cheese? Any cheese by the stick? We don't do basar v'chalav in the same way. Basar v'chalav gam bitol. You have to do bitol chametz. You have to say kol chamir twice. V'yosifo chacham letzricha b'dika. With chol, chorim, v'tzedakim. You have to look in every corner, every place, to the point where even in an attic we discussed with Rav Zilberstein Shaila, there's scorpions in it, but there might be chametz in there, whether you have to check it or not. It's crazy. V'overalab b'bali rayi b'bali matzei. Another iser. Why is it that way? So he continues, V'al kain. The chametz is a remes of the Yetzirah. For whose soor should be Isa? And therefore, you have to get so far away from it because it is that soor that we just spoke about. For this reason, we're required to search all the cracks and nooks and crannies to destroy the slightest trace of the Yetzirah. As we said before, the Zohar calls the chametz the Yetzirah. It has to be destroyed, not stam, by fire. The best way to destroy it is by fire. The best way to do it is by eating, by the way, which you're helping me do tonight. By eating, but also by fire, right? That's a disregard. It's nothing to me. And that's the idea by the Korban Pesach. They drew it with their hands. Get away from idolatry. Get away from this. That's the way that we have to go do it. Uproot it so that there's nothing around. None of it is around. The Ramchal writes, as Rav Asher writes, beautifully, I've mentioned before the idea Pesach and every holiday is not a commemoration. We don't have that. Easter is a commemoration. Excuse me for saying. Right? That's what it is. Christmas is a commemoration. He says we don't have holidays that are commemorations. They're not only a commemoration. They're not events that happen in history. We live it. We live Pesach. We live it so much so we have to get rid of all the chametz. So much so that on Pesach we have to act out the Seder itself. I'll just show you the words in English. So beautiful the words. Where the miracles that our forefathers experienced and the divine light that shone upon them are revealed each year by their descendants generation after generation. We came out of Mitzrayim so that we are void of the Yetzirahs of life. And that's why by every Kiddush, whether it's Yom Tov or Shabbos, we say, Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim? He quotes from the Tovi of Rapshitz who says that it's the calling of the innermost to remind yourself of the great miracles that happened in Mitzrayim. And the darkest point we were at sin and we got out of that point. So it doesn't matter how much the Yetzirah has overcome you. You can get out of that point and that's why there's no such thing as a point of no return. Mitzrayim taught us that Hashem will take us out of that time. And that's what the idea is over here, of getting rid of the chametz itself. And that's something that we have to really concentrate on when we are thinking about our plans and what we're doing. Excuse me for saying, but I could say year in and year out. I think the worst invention ever was something called Ben Hazman. Right? People aren't really home helping their wives. They're not home helping their moms out. They're just gallivanting, doing it. It's the worst time, a year. Right? The kids are off from school. It doesn't help anybody. It's the worst for them. They think it's good because, okay, the teachers need a little time off. But the concept is that we have to, what do we have to work on? The Yetzirah, it's really strange that the time that God is testing you more than any other time is Ben Hazman. Minyan and learning and all these things is the time before Hashem is telling you to get rid of all your chametz. It doesn't mean chametz. It's not just the chametz. It's ridding yourself of Yetzirah. It's ridding yourself of this little thing that's really, it's really a nothing, but it seems like a lot. Similar, I think Rav Nevinzal says this, similar that chametz, what's chametz? I don't know if you guys ever made a challah, right? My wife, Baruch Hashem, makes challah all the time. She had a challah with her girls, so she's making tons of challah. So what happens when yeast rise? It goes, makes this big ball, right? So if you want to be really a bad person, you take a little pin and you go, you know, see when it rises, it's huge, and you put a pin inside, and the challah's not going to rise. You have no challah shop, so I don't know why you do that. But if you did that, that's the HR. It looks more than it is. It's not a big deal. It's a little bit of a yeast, about it's nothing. Excited molecules, whatever. That's what we have to do. Realize it's nothing. The Eitz HaRa tells us all these crazy things. Oh, this, you better do this now. It's going to be the greatest joy in the world. And generally, when we're done doing this sin, we're like, oh, I can't believe I just did them. Such an idiot. Why did I miss? Oh, I feel horrible missing minyan. You'll have the schutz that when you miss, you feel bad about it. It's hard for you. So we should be zaycheh Rabbi Yisai, getting rid of our chametz, which signifies the Eitz HaRa, the seor in our life, the dvash. Yes, the dvash. You can learn about the dvash. Dvash isha. For you guys, certainly it applies. What the Yetzer Haras are of the day. And we should be zoicha to understand this concept and this idea. We should be zoicha that we should be able to take this time and understand the great test Hashem has given you specifically of Ben Azmanim. Three minyanim a day, the learning that you have to do, the chesed you're able to do. Do that. Nothing's going to come out of you watching YouTube the entire day. Nothing's going to come out of you watching movies and shows that it's not really going to help you so much. And we should be zoicha with that to rid ourselves of su'or, of chametz, and in mirtz Hashem, get rid of the yetzara so that we can have this tremendous yetzah tov and be able to be zoicha to bring Korban Pesach upstairs, not so far away, up the road, a little bit. For me, it's very far. If I had to walk it, hopefully there'll be bus service. In the Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh, we should be zoicha to bring the Korban Pesach of Meheru V'Yameinu. Amen.